ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام صاحب السلطان كراكب الأسد يغبط بموقعه وهو أعلم بموضعه.
Imam Ali stated, "The holder of authority is like the rider on a lion. He is envied for his position, but he well knows his position." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. One of the beautiful lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is this idea of being devoted to our salah, our prayers, our namaz, our worship of Allah. Now, it is well known and it has been documented in the history books and the books of traditions that Imam Ali alayhi salam was devoted to the nightly supplications. Now, here the nightly supplications are found to be both the Salatul Layl, the midnight supererogatory prayers, as well as du'as and litanies and supplications which were recited by Imam Ali alayhi salam in the night. Now, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam being devoted to these nightly prayers, these midnight prayers, these du'as, these supplications and these litanies, And this remembrance and dhikr of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, in the middle of the night is something which is well known. And so, dear friends, we should also try to, whatever extent we can, to perform either these midnight prayers or to perform these du'as, these supplications, in the middle of the night. Now, why is the middle of the night so emphasized? It is actually a very difficult thing for the average person to wake up in the middle of the night, leave the comfortable bed, the warm bed, and get up and do the remembrance, the dhikr of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, to do prayers, to do salah, to do namaz, to worship Allah, to do litanies and supplications. It is difficult for the average person. And so this is why it is so valuable when somebody does do this. But let's say it's very difficult for us to do these things. Remember, these are supurgatory things. They are mustahab. They are recommended. They are not wajib. They are not obligatory. But then let us do our best to fulfill the wajib things that we must do, the obligatory prayers that we must pray. We need to try our very best to make sure that we are reciting these prayers, reciting these supplications, especially the ones which are wajib and are obligatory. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتبيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says, Inna Allah astafa, verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham and then Imran ala al-alamin, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Of course, we have some, Wahhabi-minded scholars like Ibn Taymiyyah and others. But if you look at the commentators of the Sunni books of Hadith, including those who have written the Ahadith, the narrations of the Prophet, commentaries from the books like Bukhari and others, one statement I would like to quote from Ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, which is a commentary of Sahih Bukhari, also from Qastalani, another commentary of the book of Bukhari, where he says, إِنَّ كُلَّ طَرِيقٍ مِنْهَا صَالِحٌ لِلْإِحْتِجَاجِ فَضْلًا عَنْ مَجْمُوعَهَا. He says, each narration in this story of the door of Ali being left open, by itself these narrations are so authentic that they can be used as an argument in favor of Ali. Let alone when you put all the narrations together, they become even strong in authenticity and implications. Couple of more, you know, statements from the Prophet on this issue, where he says, and it seems this is all from the same, speech that he gave after the complaints that the people heard about it. In one, he says, أَلَا لَا يُحِلُّ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ بِجُنُوبٍ وَلَا لِحَائِذٍ إِلَّا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلِي وَفَاطِمَةِ وَلَحَسَنَ وَلَحُسَيْنِ. He says, this masjid is not permissible for anyone in this state of impurity for them to come in. Except the rule is, the exception goes for the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet himself, and for Ali, and for Fatima, and Hassan and Hussein. It's important that he gives the names, because he says, عَلَىٰ قَدْ بَيَّنْتُ لَكُمُ الْأَسْمَاءَ أَلَّا تُضِلُّ. He says, I made sure that I give you the names, these five names, so that you do not go astray. And this is from the Sunni source. Al-Bayhaqi in his As-Sunan actually talks about it. And so the Prophet actually gave the names of Panjatan, as we call them, the five holy ones. That their status, even on a physical level, is different from the status of the rest of the human beings.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.